Hey, it's Femke here. In this video, I am going to take you through the benchmarking for induction of states. Induction of state is really where everything comes together. It's where your client can bring their inner game to their outer game. It's about bringing it to performance, which is what coaching is really all about. So induction of state and the ability to do that in your client when it's relevant is really important. The design of inducing states is to be expressive enough in your speech to induce your client into a state that facilitates his or her outcome. So the client feels and experiences safety, trust, engagement, curiosity, change, decision, motivation, all of those states that facilitate their outcome. So you'll be using words, metaphors, telling stories, using your gestures and your facial expressions and your voice to invite a person to recall or imagine an experience, a mind-body emotion experience, so that he or she begins to think and feel in ways that correspond to those thoughts and feelings. It's also about feeling a thought and embodying it in your neurology. So as you access that and you embody it in your neurology, that's when you can act on it. So it's about accessing and using a felt experience to facilitate the process of enabling your client to reach his or her outcome. So we're listening for about 10 sub-skills here. So it's about addressing a state, so speaking about mind, body, and emotion states that the client is experiencing currently or wants to. So if your client is talking about happiness and they speak in a monotone voice and it sounds bland, you want to kind of address that. You want to be kind of naming that state, you know, or letting your client name that state so that they become aware of what they're experiencing currently. And then also addressing, okay, so what does happiness feel like? So it's addressing it. It's using references for eliciting. So that means that you're referring to experiences or events that would call forth these feelings that they're after. And then you use those as a trigger for the state, so that you have your client will have easy access for that. There's also nonverbal eliciting. So it's about using your voice and having full range of your voice and your gestures to increase the likelihood of invoking the experience. So you want to be sounding and looking like the experience. You want to repeat attempts. So not just once, but you want to repeat attempts to elicit the embodied experience 5 or more times. You want to be naming an experience as a state. You want to use also silence to allow your client to experience this state. We'll be using meta questions to presuppose the accessing of a state. As you ask meta questions, you will be inducing your client in states when they are relevant and appropriate to the outcome. You can provide a menu list of choices for evoking a state and resources that will be helpful. So calling forth acceptance, appreciation, joy, calm. And then you also use hypnotic language patterns. So the language of induction, basically the Milton model distinctions, vague language where you lead your client. Induction of state is where you start leading the client, which is why supporting listening, questioning, and meta-questioning need to be present completely at a solid level in order for induction of state to be effective and relevant, because you need to relate it to an outcome that your client wants. And then lastly, there's also coaching the body. So Asking your client about his or her breathing, their facial expressions, muscle tension, in order to feel an idea or an experience. So let's take a look at where everything is at the levels in terms of induction of state. At a level zero, you're only intellectualizing. So basically your voice is preventing the state. You're not even talking about the state. And your voice is not congruent with the state. So that's at a level zero. At a level one, your voice is still incongruent and you're only talking about the emotion. You're not actually using your entire body and voice to feel the emotion so that your client can feel it too. At a level two, there's like maybe the beginnings of the emotion, but it's still monotone. There's no real emphasis. So that's at a level two. At a level three, which is the skills that will get you up to a level 2.5, first of all, is that we're going to be listening for questions, meta questions, silence, and also congruent voice and gestures to the state. And so we'll be listening for states that are relevant to the outcome. So part of relevance to the outcome is the motivation, is to get the decision, the commitment, is to feel the desired state. It may be the state of exploring or brainstorming. That might be relevant to the outcome. So we'll be listening for those kinds of things and whether your voice and gestures are congruent with the state that you're looking to induce. So that's at a level three. To reach level 2.5, we're listening for 2 to 5 states that are relevantly induced by voice and content. 2 to 5. At a level 3.5, then, you're going to be adding induction language, you're coaching your client's body so that they actually change position, change their breathing to access the state. You're going to use drama, use more of your gestures so that you really are inducing state strongly and effectively. So that's at a level 3.5. Now, any counterproductive states will take away from the skill. And so we will be taking down 0.3 points for every counterproductive state that you've put your client in. So that takes away from the skill. And so we are listening for what's present, what is not present, and so that we will be able to let you know this is what you need to do to take your skills to the next level. So that's it for induction of state. You want to do that from a state of expressiveness. This also means that you need to have permission in yourself to do that. And that often is where coaches have really struggle. Two things is the use of their voice, and they're not always aware of how their voice sounds and whether there's enough inflection. And also the use of drama and really accessing all of the states that are relevant and fully accessing them and having full permission to play that out and to really fully feel that. So those are the things that you want to kind of reflect on. How much inflection do I have? How much flexibility do I have in my voice? And what states do I not have permission to access and to feel and to fully express in front of someone else? If you have any questions, put them on the Facebook group so that others can learn from it as well. And until next time, have fun practicing this. Okay, bye.